There are a lot of women, for a number of reasons, who are not candidates for hormone replacement therapy at all.
Reasons such as?
They have history of, say, blood clots, or they have had a history of breast cancer, or a very strong family history of breast cancers. So we really need to have some options for those women to be able to control their symptoms. And for many women, the hot flashes are just, you know, life-altering, because if a woman wakes up in the middle of the night and she's drenched in sweat and she can't sleep, then that goes on for months. And for some women, it goes on for years. You can imagine the impact that has on your life.
I know it's a comfort issue, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm. Is it a serious physical problem, medical problem?
It is, because if you cannot sleep, we know that sleep deprivation, there have been several studies to just show if you have been sleep deprived, you operate like a drunk. And that's just one of the small issues. But let's say you're a person who speaks in front of people for a living, and all of a sudden there you are in the middle of a seminar or business presentation, and you start to sweat profusely.
So it can have some serious ramifications.
It can have some serious ramifications. And so, you know, we kind of talk about, oh, hot flashes, you know, it's not a big deal if you are not the woman who is undergoing this severe hot flash. So it gives women an additional thing. Actually, Bristol is the generic for that is paroxetine, which is Paxil, which is an antidepressant.
And my understanding is doctors have been prescribing antidepressants for use with hot flashes
for years.
What is it about antidepressants that would work?
Maybe it's just that you decrease the anxiety about it. And, you know, as a result, you feel better, because we know that anxiety and worry and stress will exacerbate menopausal symptoms in some women. I don't think that we really understand the exact mechanism for why they work for women that are menopausal.
I was wondering if you could draw anything from the use of antidepressants, maybe to say exactly what causes a hot flash.
What causes hot flashes is the drop in the hormones. The reproductive hormones, the major ones for women, are estrogen and progesterone. And so when those two drop or fall, women start to have a number of symptoms. And the one that's talked about most is hot flashes. But women have everything from depression to anxiety to insomnia. Some women have mood swings, and some of my patients even describe it as rage, you know, where they just feel just kind of emotionally on edge. There are some women on the other end of the spectrum who have not a single symptom.
So what are common treatments for menopause? I guess it depends upon the woman and mm-hmm. the symptoms. But
antidepressants for mm-hmm. some women. Mm-hmm. Hormone replacement therapy is still an option. You just want to make sure that you do the right kind of hormone replacement therapy. Herbal therapies. For some women, it's just simply lifestyle changes and coping and meditation and those kinds of things.
Really?
So it's just variable, as with the treatment of many other issues that we have. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I tell my patients, though, when they go into menopause or they start experiencing symptoms, is to tell them that menopause is not a disease. It's a natural state. There are women who have significant issues associated with it. Mm-hmm. And so we can treat it as such if that is what is best for that woman. But you don't have to treat it, because it is not necessarily, it's not a disease. So
it doesn't always require medical treatment.
It does not always require medical intervention. And that's really important.
Is there anything women can do to minimize symptoms of menopause?
Knowledge is always critical, because a lot of times I have women who will come in and they're experiencing these symptoms and they're frightened because they don't know what they are, because the generation before us did not have these open conversations. And so the first thing we have to do is just educate ourselves as women, and educate our daughters and our granddaughters, so they will understand just like we do about their cycles. So when they go through puberty, they know what that is. They're not frightened to death about that. I think we have to go to the other end of the spectrum and explain to women, this is not anything that you're going to die from. You know, this is what you can anticipate, and you may not have any of these symptoms. But if you do, talk to somebody about it, and here are your options.
I know you said the symptoms can vary from woman to woman.
Yes.
Some will have symptoms, some will have none. Are there any patterns, though, that have evolved or that have been recognized in terms of maybe who will get more severe symptoms than others?
We know that women who, for instance, undergo surgical menopause, and that means that they had some surgery that removed their uterus and ovaries, then that's a sudden drop, you know, because you go from, you know, a normal level and then nothing. So those women tend to have more severe symptoms because the drop or the change is so sudden. There are some women who go through natural menopause that also have a sudden onset. You know, they experience their last cycle and then nothing happens again. And, oh, my God, I'm waking up in the night and, you know, just all hell is breaking loose. And what is it?
All sorts of physical symptoms.
All sorts of physical symptoms. I have seen in my practice where some women who undergo a life stressor, you know, the death of a family member or something like that, or the loss of a job, because that is such a stressful circumstance, will kind of have an exacerbation of symptoms. So we know that there are some groups of women who undergo some circumstances that will have pretty significant symptoms. And that's not true for everybody, but we know that commonly that occurs. We also know that there are women, like I said, who have absolutely no symptoms. One of my patients who I know is about to undergo hysterectomy, for instance, I will say, okay, you might anticipate the possibility of some severe symptoms. Please feel free to talk about all of them so that we will know what they are and we can kind of guide you on what to do.
So many times in the course of this series, when you ask about what could prevent this illness or that, people will often say, well, if you maintain proper diet, exercise, et cetera, does that have any impact at all on what will happen in menopause?
Yes. It is safe to say, and we don't talk about it enough in medicine because we are trained to give you medicine for it. And so let's give you a pill. And as a society, we are conditioned to get a pill. Lifestyle is always critical. If you are able to do the things that you need to do, and I say at least most of the time, try something, pick one. If you are a person who cannot eat healthy all the time, then say, I am going to exercise every day, come hell or high water. So pick one that you are always going to do. And know that if you make those healthy changes in your life, of course, it will help you to get through this period much easier.